morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Together on this Wednesday, November 4th. It's 7:06 in the morning, 62 degrees here at the KSLM studio. It can be about 66 today. So nice and warm. It was kind of nice. I just left the house in my sweatshirt today. It was a wonderful morning, and it is the morning after the election. And my question to you is, how you doing? I'm telling you, I am tired. I haven't slept very well the last couple nights. And today I got up and I'm like, okay, where do we go from here? That was kind of my prayer. And one of the little routines that I have every morning when I get up is I try to have a little bit of time of prayer, a little bit of time of reflection, and certainly then I dig into listening to the news. And this morning I read this, and this is a little book that I have. It was given to me by one of my volunteers back in 2005, and I absolutely love it. It's a little devotional book called Jesus Calling, and it's by Sarah Young. And today's word is powerful, and I know I don't go here. I used to be on Christian radio, and I did this a lot, but I just think it's a good word for us to chew on this morning before we get into discussion, so bear with me. Listen to this devotional for today. Walk peacefully with me through this day. You are wondering how you will cope with all that is expected of you. You must traverse this day like any other, one step at a time. Instead of mentally rehearsing how you will do this or that, keep your mind on my presence and on taking the next step. The more demanding your day, the more help you can expect from me. This is a training opportunity since I designed you for deep dependence on your Shepherd King. Challenging times wake you up and amplify your awareness of needing my help. When you don't know what to do, wait while I open the way before you. Trust that I know what I'm doing and be ready to follow my lead. I will give you strength. I will give strength to you, and I will bless you with peace. And that was such an encouraging word for me this morning, because that's kind of, where do we go from here? What do we do next? Where do the conservatives go? Because right now it's feeling like Oregon's not a very friendly place for conservative people. And yet I believe that we're to occupy until we come. Joining the conversation this morning, and by the way, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and joining the conversation with me is Josh. Thank you, Josh Michael, for being here today.
We're here.
Where do we go from here, Josh?
Well, I just want to make an announcement that today was supposed to be the end of the lockdown for schools, and kids are supposed to go back to school today. Mm. And let's see, is that happening?
No.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, where do we go? I think, you know, based on last night, they are drawing out the election just like we talked about. Mm-hmm. They're going to do exactly, you know, this is a plan, and they're going to try to hold it off as long as possible.
So do you suppose on the national scale, when Biden said a long, dark winter, do you suppose that that's part of that strategy, is to draw this out? And
they're going to create so much distraction now, to try, if you can imagine, to imagine what kind of epic proportion thing and or things is going to happen now to distract us from the election, to where they can get away with, you know, highway robbery, basically.
Well, and on the national end of things, and looking at the, I know the first thing I did when I woke up at 4, well, I was up at 2, and then at 4, and then finally at 5 this morning, is that on the national, there are so many states that still are counting. And Pennsylvania,
they stopped counting.
They actually ended counting, mm-hmm. which is unheard of.
Yeah.
And they were going to pick it back up today or whatever. Who knows? And everything is just on mm-hmm. a thin line. And it's like they're going to withhold the win, is what it feels like. And so that's on the national level. And then you start driving it down home. And there's... There have been some victories. There's some huge victories in Louisiana. We'll get into that a little bit later. There's some weird things that happened in South Dakota, which is just so, although South Dakota is very libertarian there, and Republican, but libertarian too, they legalized marijuana. In South, I thought that would never happen in South Dakota, but that both, I believe, recreational and medically. So that's a big shocker in South Dakota. But here, I will say our races, and I want to, my hat's off to these Republican candidates who gave their time, talent, and treasure and hardly had any funding and gave these incumbents a run for their money in a way that I've never seen in my whole life. And I know they didn't win, and I know that that's frustrating, you know, when you're hoping for a win. But look at their numbers, considering what they had to work with. They had grassroots momentum, and that's tremendous. And now they have name recognition, too.
One thing I did find interesting on the actual voting pamphlet, I forgot who the Democrat person was on the voter pamphlet. But next to it, it said Democrat, independent, and working families.
Right.
That was her, quote, party. And to me, I felt like, you know, obviously I wasn't going to vote for them, you know, just because I know it's a bunch of hodgepodge. But to me, it really felt like it was really misleading to the voters that didn't know who either of those people were.
Right.
And it probably, that in itself, swayed people.
It makes them look like they have more, like, people behind them. Yeah.
Well, of course, of course, I'm going to vote for working families. Since when is working families a voting party? And since when do they have, you know, versus the Republican? It just said Republican. This person said Democrat, independent, and working families. That to me is a fraud in itself.
Well, and that's exactly, they get the endorsement of all those parties and they run. And so, yeah.
It's right by the name. I mean, it's crazy. And then you feel bad if you're not voting for that person because you're not voting for working families. I mean, it's...
And that's on the very basic level.
That's how people think. Yes.
This is how people think. And so when you talk about educating the voter and the grassroots individual on the candidates, it is an uphill battle here in Oregon. And I was real sad to see that we lost the Senate seat, District 10, our friend Denise Bowles. I know she worked real hard and has worked real hard to represent her district, which earlier on Jeff's show, a caller said, oh, we flipped it blue. No, that district is a Democrat district. And for many years, we've had a Republican in there. And this year, it's now a Democrat. And it's very unfortunate because we've lost some ground there. And it'll be interesting to see the analysis of where we're at the State House. I know that nationally, they're watching that, and there's still some close races to see, you know, if we'll retain the Senate. Certainly we didn't gain anything really in the House. So you know what that means, Josh, our foe, Nancy Pelosi, is still in control. She won her seat there in the San Francisco area. So now it'll be interesting to see if the Democrats reappoint her to be the Speaker of the House.
Maybe she'll be Vice President.
Unbelievable. I just can't even, I just don't, like, where do we go from here? So as we continue the conversation this morning, you know, if you want to add to it this morning and give us your thoughts, we encourage you to give us a call, 503-589-1220. I know that many of us, there were so many people we stopped in to the celebration and the victory celebration, and speaking that in the positive, because even though Amy Ryan Corso did not win the seat, there was a lot of wins that happened. And I'm so proud of her and how she ran her campaign and the momentum that she had. And when you look at the county by county, how many counties that she won, it's phenomenal. You know, there's like seven counties, but again, it's all goes down to Multnomah and Clackamas County. Now, here's something interesting I found out. Maybe you heard this too, Josh. there in Clackamas County, they had difficulties with the opening machine, the machine that opens up the envelopes. So my understanding is there's like 130,000 votes still uncounted there in Clackamas County. Hmm. Well, when you look at the difference in numbers, and again, every vote has makes a difference, you know, it'll be interesting to see how close that comes. Now, Clackamas and Multnomah County tend to be really liberal, and so I don't know how many more votes she will get there, but we shall see.
So
in the analysis the morning after, Josh, what do you think? Where do we Where do we go from here?
I think everybody should still keep, you know, focusing nationally. Keep your eyes on the Biden campaign and, you know, just the massive rug they're trying to pull out from everybody. You know, we are facing, I don't know if you've watched anything that was going on last night in D.C. and Portland, and they're attempting to create a massive civil unrest and stir up a lot of distraction. Mm-hmm. And so be aware of that. Be vigilant on that. They are planning on doing that. And they're going to drag this thing out as long as possible, just like they'd plan, just like they did with the 2 weeks for COVID, just like they did with the mask, just like they did with everything. It's up to us to determine how much we're going to take.
What do they call that in football when after the game's over and you do the analysis and it's like a Monday night quarterback or something like that? You're like looking back at the what could have been, should have been, all of that. And when I look back at this election and the cycle, and you think about all that our conservative candidates had to overcome to get even their message out, all of the mountains, all of the things that are thrown in their way, you know, it just favors the Democrats and the incumbents to stay where they're at, you know.
Absolutely.
And that to me is the fix is in a sense, the agenda, the strategy. It reinforces that in my mind, and I'm curious to see what others think, you know.
And now that the election's over, we can relieve all these restrictions, and let's get rid of all the COVID mandates. Let's get rid of it all now, because it served its purpose. They were able to, you know, stifle the red wave or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now let's get all back to normal and get rid of all this stuff. What do you say?
I say let's go for it. Yes. And when we think about after this, in this next segment, Josh, let's talk a little bit about how we can organize for change in this situation that we're in here in Oregon. Because honestly, I don't know, maybe around the breakfast table this morning, there are families seriously going, I was holding my breath and doing all I can for some major change in Oregon to stay here. Mm-hmm. I think people may be looking at plans of going, okay, what's our next best option?
Yep.
Are we going to go to Idaho? Are we going to go to
Oregon? Oregon goes to Idaho and California goes to Oregon.
Mm-hmm. And are we going to go to South Dakota? Are we going to go to back to Arkansas? Where are people going to go? I think that's, that's our natural fight or flight, I think, human condition. But what about those of us who should stay? Mm-hmm. Should stay and do our part? And what is our strategy to stay and make change happen here? I think some of us are really called to do that and look at that. And I want to get into that after we get back from this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this fantastic Wednesday. And I'm being optimistic, and that's not too hard for me, but I'm also being a little bit of a realist this morning, knowing that some of us are really just like, what do we do now? Where do we go from here? And I'm saying that, you know, let's just buckle up. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's continue to be a part of the solution, because I certainly think we can be. And it's very, very important. And Josh, don't you think that it's time?
It's time to stop conforming and stop letting these dictators dictate our lives.
I agree.
Let's bring liberty back and organize within our local communities for that.
Yep. And so as we continue to move forward, we're going to continue the battle and continue to stay on it.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. Want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Sunderland Agency, Country Financial, for being a morning show sponsor. If you have any insurance needs or financial planning that you want to get organized, give Bill a call, 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. I have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring her up right now. Good morning to you. Is this Amy?
Good morning, it is. Hi, Stacey. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome to the morning show. How are you doing today?
I am excellent. I'm excellent. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to share a little bit of information with you as I listen to your show, and I know people are so frustrated today, right? We're waking up with a little bit more of a heavy heart. But I want you to know something I think that we need to get the word out, is that in Oregon, they called our races very early, as maybe you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to pay attention to is that the media coverage right now from last night to today is incorrect. Clackamas County has 165,000 votes that have not been counted.
Mm.
And what that means to many races is it could be very, very changing. I know there's everything from Secretary of State, there's my race, there's multiple races in Clackamas County. With my understanding that the ballot counter broke. So, you know, we've been watching races come in. A lot of Democrats have turned their ballots in early. We knew that just watching the Secretary of State's website. All of a sudden, now we have 165,000 uncounted ballots, but yet the media called all of our races at 8:15.
Mm.
Election integrity matters, and I have been one who I have not jumped on that bandwagon because you want to sit back and watch and see what happens, but I'll tell you right now that the media is not covering this correctly. They haven't announced that the ballot machine counter broke. They weren't even opening ballots last night because the opener broke. They have two machines that are broken.
So, Amy,
they're saying these races aren't counted till Friday.
So are you headed down there? Are you getting your staff and getting down there? And I'd probably get some of the other people running and get down there and put some pressure on these people. Make sure that their integrity is staying there.
Right. Well, I have reached out to our of course leadership, and I haven't heard back. I've been up since early, and I know it's kind of early for people. So I'm waiting to kind of see the direction that we're headed. But it's really nothing I can do, but at the same time, I think we need to have that information out there.
Yes, and certainly the people having that information, they can also be making phone calls and monitoring, and what can we do to mm-hmm. make sure that the integrity and these are open correctly. Very interesting.
Right.
Very interesting. I'm so glad to know the update. I'd heard rumor of it. I didn't realize it was 160-some thousand votes.
Yep.
When did you get word of this?
Well, I knew last night that there was an issue with the ballot counting, but I didn't know what it was,
okay.
Which is why I didn't concede my race to the numbers last night, because I knew that there were some outline hanging issues, but I didn't know what they were.
So how did you get that information? Who told you that?
It was given to me by three different sources. Kim Thatcher has it posted also.
Okay.
We got a call from Clackamas County, and then I spoke with Tootie Smith this morning, who's Clackamas County Commissioner.
Awesome.
So,
okay.
Yep, so that's where my sources came from. So in my own race, I know my numbers. I don't know, of course, specifics for everyone's race. But my race right now, as of midnight, was 42,000 different. If we have 156,000 to count, not saying it's going to win or lose, and I promise right here and now that I will be gracious no matter what happens, because I believe in the process. But I just want to, it's the accuracy not
yes.
being reported by the media that's frustrating me. And remember, I've reported on this before on your show, Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
People have not, they don't realize that we are being blocked by the media, not just censorship, okay, which is a huge issue and can be proven. But I, as you've mentioned, I have reported many times that I've I've put in press releases, I've put in information about my opponent, and no one will report it or print the accurate information.
Yep.
And so to see this just frustrates me so much for everyone.
Well, and Amy, I know that having been a part of, partly a little bit, you know, helping you with your campaign as an individual supporter, I know how your ground game was good and you were touching. Look at what you did in neck and neck in some of these other counties. I was so shocked to see that there was such a big gap. And just looking at the numbers now, knowing this, this makes a big difference. And so I think our listeners need to stay alert and aware, and we need to be ready to make phone calls and put pressure where they need to be. And it would be interesting if there was a way that we could get the county commissioner, someone from Clackamas County, on the line and start asking them questions. We may have to do.
Well, I know that it's still early for them and they're trying to figure it out right now, but I do know that that's a pretty big difference in numbers for all of us who are waiting on that county to come through for final numbers for our own races, because it matters.
Yes, it certainly does. It certainly does. Well, I appreciate, great job running your campaign, Amy. You really, all the way through, you have done a great job, and we're real proud to know you. And I know that you will be an incredible elected leader. And the name recognition that you've gotten, the momentum that you have, I'm glad to hear that, even though right now it's like, I'm glad to hear that you're still in the game and you're moving forward. Thank you.
Sure. Well, it's my pleasure to be a part of the process. Thank you for all of your support and your listeners as well.
All right.
Thanks, Amy.
Right. Thank you, Amy. Have a great day. Stay in touch.
Have a good
day. You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this fantastic Wednesday. We're learning together, friends, and we're learning what to do from here. Where do we go from here? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this Wednesday, and we are looking at a nice warm morning, 62 degrees right now, right here at the KSLM studio. Today it'll warm up to 66. We got rain in the forecast the next couple of days and cooler on Sunday. Man, high temperature will only be about 48 degrees. I've got Josh here, Josh Michael, in the studio with me, and we're kind of rehashing over election and where do we go from here is kind of the question. And I'm looking at the Statesman Journal, and it says voters turn out in record numbers. Oregon on track to match the turnout across the United States. And it is something that everywhere we turn, Josh, it was a reminder to vote. Everything we talk about it here, certainly we saw it on TV, and every element of social media. I'm talking about Snapchat. I do Snapchat with my daughter and the grandkids, and they send me cute little things throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Vote. What are you doing about voting? Have you voted? Blah, blah, blah. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything is like in your face about voting, right? And have you registered to vote? And then every Facebook post having to deal with voting or election there was something I had to check out of, you know, about voting. And it was like in your face voting. So do you think a lot of that helped remind people to vote? Do you think it helped turn out the numbers?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, the whole basis of everybody's information now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are so reliant on social media. I'm banned off of Facebook. So I don't use social media that much. But it definitely played a part. I mean, last time we were here when we played that Robert Epstein testimony.
Oh, yeah.
In regards to social media and Google and the manipulation on being able to literally sway people's votes and, more importantly, entice them to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said it was in upwards of, you know, 56
million
people.
And here's my thing. So this is the new media.
social media, the new way people are their go-to, and essentially what has happened over the last 15 years is when mainstream media wasn't getting it right, people would go online or the internet to get the truth. And what's happened, what I'm witnessing and what we're witnessing is we're getting junk on mainstream media and we're getting the regurgitated junk on social media because the truth is being censored and we're not getting the real deal. If you don't speak their speak, they're like this huge manipulation going on. And the difficulty with that is folks like yourself, others are being pushed out and people aren't getting the other side of the story. And that is very troubling, very troubling. And the manipulation is so intense right now that I definitely think that we have a battle on our grounds. And I believe we have a president who's ready to fight the good fight. And we know it's going to start right now with this, the next few days that we're going through. And even like, what is it? Set this video up. We're going to play this video clip. And if you have already seen it, I don't think it'll hurt to hear it again of Trump last night. How early in the morning was this that he got up and spoke, you know?
Well, he didn't get up. I mean, he
was already up. Yeah.
He was waiting. I mean, yeah. Over on East Coast, I think it was 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Or 1:30, something like that.
Early in the morning.
They were waiting
to find out what's going on.
Yep, and they're doing exactly like this is the thing to remember, folks. Like, this isn't just an accident. This is exactly what's happening. This is exactly what their plan is. They want to stir this out, draw this out, get the attention off the election, and they're going to create some type of distraction between now. Because what you have to remember, and this is something that you and I talked about privately, is that if they do not have a definite president-elect by January 20th, Nancy Pelosi gets to appoint the president. That's the Constitution, that's the law, and that's what they're planning on dragging it out to.
So we've got to really keep our eye on the ball here, and we've also got to ramp up the prayers, and we're going to go ahead and play this, a little bit of this, because I think it's important that we listen.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please sit. Thank you. This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight. And a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good. Such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it. To support our incredible movement, we won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot. And we won the great state of Ohio. We won Texas. We won Texas. We won Texas by 700,000 votes, and they don't even include it in the tabulations. It's also clear that we have won Georgia. We're up by 2.5% or 117,000 votes with only 7% left. They're never going to catch us. They can't catch us. Likewise, we've clearly won North Carolina. Where we're up 1.4%. were 77,000 votes with only approximately 5% left. They can't catch us. We also, if you look and you see, Arizona, we have a lot of life in that. And somebody said, somebody declared that it was a victory for, and maybe it will be. I mean, that's possible. But certainly there were a lot of votes out there that we could get because we're now just coming into what they call Trump territory. I don't know what you call it.
All right. So we're going to kind of pull this down as about a 12-minute clip but of his speech. But I think the point being made here, right, Josh, is that
we called it. It was going to happen. They were planning on doing this the whole time. I knew that they weren't going to announce the presidency last night. And now, folks, is the time. Between now and January 20th is where the real fight's going to start. That's where you got to get your mind right. You got to get right with God. You got to come, realize that now they're going to start rolling out some distractions. And I'm not trying to scare anybody or anything like that, but you have to be aware. We have to keep focus. They're going to try to appoint Biden no matter what. So
in the Nancy Pelosi clip just a few days ago too, basically she's saying over and over again she's not hiding the fact that there is a plan and it wasn't just optimism, political optimism. They have a strategy, I believe. And I think, okay, so where do we go from here, Josh? I mean, the awareness is important. And certainly we're not trying to scare people, but we're like, all of us are like, it's kind of like a court case where you think, you've got it all lined up. You've got all your witnesses. You've got everything all ready to roll. There's no reason why the jury or the judge shouldn't rule in our favor. And yet it's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Well, you gotta take a bigger step back. Trump had 50,000 people at his rallies 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 people. He was doing 4 or 5 rallies a day, just an ungodly amount of people.
Right.
I mean, upwards of 250,000 in days, just at his rallies. Huge rallies. Biden rallies, 0, 1, 400 here, 300 here. There is absolutely no way that, it's even close to a race. It's the fact and reality that there is so much fraud that they're swaying things so hard, and then they're tying things up in Clackamas County and everything else. And unless there's a ginormous landslide and all the counties that they can't and they don't have in their back pocket, that's a huge deal that nobody's talking about. The COVID hysteria and everything surrounding it has led to this moment to where there's a lot less oversight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to oversee the counters. You got to oversee that. And we have to get out there and we have to get involved with that. And now is the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to check some of these ballots and get involved. If you don't know, just go down and ask. Find questions. Reach out to some of these candidates that you want to volunteer for. I know somebody better be down in Clackamas County right now.
If you know people in Clackamas County, the best thing to do is to have them call their local. If you live in Clackamas County, again, the local government, you call and say, where's my ballot?
Yes.
Why isn't it counted?
Yeah.
What's going on? If we can get 165,000 people going, what's the deal here?
Yep.
Are you going to count my ballot? That is the best action. So if you know people that live in Clackamas County, that's what we need to do. And then on that, I hope our elected leaders, I hope folks that are in Clackamas County Republican Party, certainly they're in the middle of it. And I think these are all things that we need to work out here in our aftermath of the election. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We will be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. The day after the election, and Josh and I are having a great discussion this morning, just kind of reevaluating what happened and where do we go from here. And a reminder, you know, on the national level, all of there's several states still in play. And my understanding is they just stop vote. They stop counting the votes, you know, and
they're like, oh, this isn't working. There's nothing to see here, folks. OK, yes. We're going to just stop for now.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like Trump's going to win, so we can't let that happen.
Yeah, and the difficulty with that for me is, I don't know, in all the years that I don't think that's just never happened. You know, the Supreme Court allowed Pennsylvania to continue to count for 3 more days, right? And so I knew Pennsylvania was going to be something that somewhat of a contested, that they had maybe a plan there. Now I don't know some of these other states that they're so close they just won't call it or count on it, and yet there's so much confidence from the Democrat side. And you had said in the last segment about just it doesn't add up. The math doesn't add up. It must be the new Common Core math or something, but the math doesn't add up when you have
COVID math.
We talked to my friend Amy Curtis out of Alabama, and she went over to Roan, Alabama, to the big Trump rally. 30,000 people there. She said, mm-hmm, it was absolute. She'd never experienced anything like that. Just the momentum and the
esprit
de corps
everywhere.
And everywhere they've been going. That it's like the multitudes of people are coming out, and yet the ones that are in control of the media and the message. And mm-hmm, it's interesting. I've just peeked right here. If you go to the Secretary of State, Oregon Secretary of State site, they have all of the counties. You can look here. It's results.oregonvotes.gov, and you can look by county through this. And it's interesting. I was just looking at Amy Ryan Corser's race, right, in the 5th district. And we were talking about earlier, she called in and said that she had discovered and learned later last night that they actually weren't even counting them in Clackamas because they had all kinds of trouble there, and they're trying to figure that out. They couldn't get the envelopes open, and so therefore they didn't count them. And so this is fifth district, and there's the difference between Kurt Schrader and Amy Ryan is about 40,000 votes right now. And if there's 160-some thousand votes that haven't even been opened and counted yet, wow, that's going to be a close race. You know, I don't know how that affects some of the other statewide races and other things going on, but that's something certainly. And I thought I heard her say maybe by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that too?
Yeah, they were saying it was going to be 3 days or whatever. But yeah, mm-hmm, so right now Clackamas County is the Pennsylvania of Oregon.
Oh boy. Oh boy. So certainly we've got some things to keep an eye on. And the question has been, where do we go from here? And I know that we've had someone waiting on the line here a little bit, and I think I'll pull up the phone here, and I think we'll have a little conversation with good morning. Hello. Is this Art?
Good morning, Stacey, Ann, and Josh.
Hello. Good morning. So where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, let's praise the Lord for answering our prayers, because we didn't lose the Senate, and therefore, Stacey and Josh, we have a firewall. Chucky Schmucky Schumer will not get to pack the courts,
mm-hmm,
won't get to push the climate bill and all that stuff. So we got to be thankful.
True.
That our prayers were answered. Because, mm-hmm, I don't know about you guys, but I was praying like crazy.
Right.
You know, that we didn't end up in pure chaos. And so the Amy race, I actually heard that the Clackamas County machine broke down. Oh, how, you know, before they started counting the votes, before the polls closed at 8 o'clock. So I go, this isn't good.
Right.
And I don't know about you guys, okay, but the state of Oregon And I've been a part of vote-by-mail elections for years. And last night, it was different. Mm-hmm. Like Amy said, they called almost everything immediately.
Well, that's a good point. The one thing that I think a lot of people aren't talking about as well is, you know, since when did we allow and kind of, you know, regain the trust of the media? Right. So, you know, exactly. And so, well, they've been the fake news media for 4 years. Now, all of a sudden, we're giving them all the power to tell us about these COVID numbers. We're giving them all the power to tell us how to operate and live our daily lives. And now we're giving them all the power to tell us what the election results are. And there's no oversight. There's no workaround. There's no independent over. I mean, it's absurd. That we're giving them this amount of power and thinking that they're going to be honest. They haven't been honest. They'll never be honest. They have a ulterior motive in every account. They've openly admitted to us that they're going to lie to us. Mm-hmm. They've openly admitted that they're not going to allow Trump to declare victory. They've openly admitted all of these things, and they've slow drifted us to where now here we are the day after the election, and we're kind of accepting it as like, oh, yes, master, you know, and it's just, it's absurd. I mean, I think we should recount a lot of these things, especially in Oregon and everything.
100%.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up. I'm an eternal optimist, and so many positive things have happened, okay, that we gotta, you know, we gotta keep our faith, mm-hmm. and we gotta keep on pushing. I mean, look at the young Republicans and the young people who, you know, have gotten organized and are starting to get involved more in our state, and that's going to be a positive thing. But, you know, Amy, if you're still listening, you fight like heck, girl, until every last vote is counted, because the special interests in this state control everything, and we have to end that. The battle for good and evil, right and wrong, is going to continue. And we definitely cannot get discouraged. We got to look at all the positive things that have happened and build on it. But we got to hold these people accountable for their inappropriate behavior. And let me tell you, when the news media called all those races almost immediately, it wasn't 5 minutes. And that's never happened.
Oh, I know. And it's so discouraging.
Oh,
but
they were calling
can't.
The race at 8:01.
Unheard of. Thank you, Art, for joining the conversation.
See you, Art.
Have a wonderful day.
Stay positive, guys.
We'll do it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Wrapping up hour one, we're going to go into hour two. We're going to talk about some solutions and talk about some things that we can do. How can we make a difference when we feel like we're overwhelmed and we have to overcome and all of those things? We'll be back after this, my friends. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.